Hello, my name, Hank Block, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace, and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. Of the seven feasts of the Lord recorded in Leviticus 23, each one addressing a step in the redemptive and restorative work of Christ, the first one, as examined last month, is that of the Passover. Now we proceed to the second festival, and it is called the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The Feast of Unleavened Bread started the day after the Passover and lasted for 7 days. During this time, the Jewish people were to eat no yeast in their daily bread, nor was there any to be found in their homes. In Scripture, leaven symbolizes evil, and the removal of leaven speaks of purification. And since the feast was for 7 days, it speaks of the complete removal of sin, human pride, and error from our lives. There is coming a time when the Jewish people will accept the Lord Jesus as their true Messiah and Passover Lamb. John 19, verse 37 says that they, that is the Jewish nation, shall look on him whom they pierced. At his second advent, there will be a returning of the nations to their true God, and a purification from unbelief and from running after the false gods of their own making. And the Lord will give them a pure heart, that they may be a blessing to the Gentiles. It is good to note that during the millennium, the devil will be chained up in the bottomless pit, no longer being able to tempt human beings. Everyone who sins then will die that very night, and so there will be a continual removal of leaven during that time. It is also needed in the life of the Christian. Paul urges us to keep the spirit of this feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. It says that in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 8. Paul also told us to purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. He points out that while we are freed from sin positionally in Christ, we still need a practical and continual removing of that which defiles us or puffs us up. As we are reminded that yeast or leaven in the Bible is always associated with evil and the way it corrupts, as told in Matthew 16, verse 6 and verses 11 and 12, we may recognize that unleavened bread is bread without yeast. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, could say, "For the bread of God is he that cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." This affirms that he was the true unleavened bread, the one with no sin. Through our redemption by faith in the work of the Lord Jesus, we have been set free from the penalty and power of sin and are to feed on the heavenly bread. How can we learn to live our lives with greater purity? By reading the scriptures daily, and in doing so, feeding spiritually on Christ. This is Hank Block. It is an honor to spend these few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.